Also got a couple of Razorback basketball games this week to get excited about. 8 o'clock game tomorrow night, which I will try to be in attendance for to get everyone an up-close and personal take on it. Hopefully they'll pack the place out.
What do you mean try?
I am going to do everything in my powers to make sure. The thing that I'm hesitant about.
Hey, Pat, I got a little advice for you.
What's up, Bubba?
There is no try, only do.
I know. Well, I'm just very nervous about the connection situations up there.
It's do or do not. There is no try, I believe is what Matty T is trying to say.
Right.
Everything you need to know in this world, Pat, you can learn from talking to one Yoda.
Do or do not.
There is no try.
That's a stalling mechanism. You guys know how it is. You guys know how it is.
I dig it.
You guys,
I hope you can go. As much as I want to see your smiling face on Wednesday in the studio, because I'll be back here in New Orleans tomorrow recapping what I hope is a big win for Central Arkansas, and then I'll be heading back tomorrow night to be in the studio Wednesday, but, you know, if you're not there, so be it. You know what? That's fine. Go up there and get an up-close and personal look at that big win over Tennessee.
Well, I just remembered that I'd have to be back, I believe, maybe even by Wednesday morning because Shootout with the Shooter. We do it every Wednesday. So I got to be back for that Wednesday afternoon anyway. Boy, it's just a tight squeeze, tight window, my man. We never stop. And, you know, I got to redeem myself. I lost last week.
You lost to whom?
You were under the weather.
I was definitely under. Here was the weather, let's say, was about a foot above my head, and I was underneath that. I was. It was a kid, Keith Hayes, out of Little Rock McClellan. Tough kid. Tough kid. Shooter.
No offense, buddy.
What happened?
No offense.
What happened?
But when you lose,
yeah.
I want to hear about it. Because, you know, when you beat Carita the other day in overtime,
I heard all
about that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you lose, I have to read it on social media or I have to hear about it after the fact. Why don't you come up and be a man about it the next day and say, hey, I got to give a special game ball on this Thursday morning. Some dude kicked my butt yesterday in the Shootout with the Shooter.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'll tweet out a special game ball today with the picture of me and him after he whooped me. How about that? How about that?
You know
I'll
what?
Do that
That'd
today. You know what? You're right. I should
cool
have done that.
That.
I should not hide from any of my defeats because it just makes you stronger. Makes you get back in the gym, work a little harder, hit the drawing board a little bit more, work on my trash talk. Clearly my trash talk was not good enough to intimidate this kid. You know where he's going next year? Little Rock McClellan. This kid is going to University of Massachusetts at Lowell. And that is...
Yes, I love it. Their Gucci row includes Mickey Ward.
Yeah, and that's where I got to know our guy, Stan Van Gundy. He was the coach at UMass Lowell back when they were in Division II, won a national championship there. How about that?
I love it. Yeah. That's impressive. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk a little more about the Super Bowl. I got this Richard Sherman quote or audio that I would definitely want you to play if you can get to it. Right now, that we need to do a little three-pointers on the Hogs victory. Yes. Quit your complaining about the uniforms. Quit your complaining about how they only won by one. Quit your complaining about how they got bailed out by a sophomore who bricked a couple of free throws at the end. Because guess what? At the end of the season, there's one in the left column and there's not one in the right column, and it's all going to be good, baby.
Yeah. You're right, buddy. You're right. Okay. It's pretty quick because
we're
talking
game by game when you get done.
All right, cool. I'm going to start out with number one road recipe. We always talk about what that road recipe is. And for me, it's high quality shots, high quality H2O. But you know, it's about getting good shots, right? Free throws, good field goal percentage. And although they didn't shoot well, the other things that is included in the road recipe, take care of the ball. And you've got to compete on the boards. You cannot get absolutely smashed on the glass. 3 turnovers and 39 rebounds to 39 rebounds. Played them even on the glass. So you win the road recipe 2 out of the 3 points. That limit the turnover, taking care of the ball was so key. It just gave us more opportunities on the offensive end to take care of business.
Folks, wrap your head around that.
Know,
3 turnovers in a road game. 3. That's amazing.
Number 2, brother-in-law. We've seen it. We've seen it, and we've talked about it. You do have two guys that have emerged to be 1-2 punch certainly have shown it when one guy, when Portis had it rolling, then there were times when he didn't and Qualls was able to step up. But you can't just depend on those two. And we saw how Harris has stepped up in certain moments. I know Madden will, people will still call up and say, talk about what they are unhappy about his game. But you know something about Rashad Madden on Saturday? Kid had zero turnovers, 7 points, 9 rebounds, and he's playing out of your guard position. 9 rebounds, okay? So you talk about brother-in-law, who's going to step up and help. You know, those two guys stepped up at a crucial, crucial time when they needed the most. So that's what this team is, Justin. We talked about the depth that they have that they're going to lean on throughout this season. You saw it on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, Alanis Harris, 14 points, 5 rebounds. He had an assist. He did have one turnover, which is certainly manageable, 6 of 9 shooting. You mentioned Madden, 7 points, 9 rebounds, and he had 3 assists in addition to no turnovers. So that's a beautiful performance as well. I like that. And he only shot 4 times. When you can only shoot 4 times and have an impact in the game, that's pretty solid.
That's absolutely. And he did. And those, it's the little things, though. As a 61-60 win or even an overtime win on Thursday night, it still it couldn't really come down to one or two plays. And it has. Yeah. And finally, the last one is just enough in the tank. Coach Anderson talked about it on his post-game interview he does with Chuck Barrett, and it really looked like they had just enough in the tank to come out with this win. Qualls maybe looked a little tired, obviously gave it all he had on Thursday night, and then that quick turnaround. And that when you come off of an overtime sort of, and it was an emotional win. I mean, when you go to OT, all jacked up as much as he was. He had, what, 3 SportsCenter top 10s? So he's jacked up, and then you got to get ramped up again for a road game. And I just thought those guys had to find a way. And they dug deep and found a way. It was an unlikely way for them to win. But at the end of the day, the defense did what they had to do, only gave up 60 points. Rebounding, they did what they had to do, and they took care of the ball. So that was a good sign to me that it wasn't another 85-88 game. It was a grinded out, hard fought. We got to come up with this, and they did it.
Mm-hmm. I have some audio cut up right, of Anderson after the game. If you want to hear any of it.
Oh, which Anderson, Kim or Mike?
Mike, how about we listen to Anderson talking about a little defensive stuff?
Well, you know, Kai had 9 rebounds, and no one was bigger than that one he just got there at the end, and had the smarts to throw it out there and let the clock run out. We just found a way. I mean, it was one of those games that was, I thought it was a defensive struggle, man. The guys couldn't make shots, but I thought it was because of our defense. So I was proud of our defensive effort. It was much, much better. We were down in the rebounding totals at halftime, and I thought that was a big difference in the game. We talked about that earlier. We talked about the rebounding department and the energy level, and we had just had enough energy in the tank to find a way to get this win.
It's like I always say, ball pressure, Pat.
It'll make most men come to their knees, my friend. That's why you do it. The most uncomfortable thing in basketball, really some of the most uncomfortable things in sports you can do, if you can create ball pressure, men will crumble right there in front of you. It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. That's why it's so effective.
Well, the fact that you're impressing your thoughts and ideals on Matty T is really heartwarming to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've gotten to know each other really well.
Well, you guys talk about your ball pressure. Can we go through these games?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's the deal. Arkansas plays again tomorrow night against Tennessee. 8 o'clock tip. It's an ESPNU game. In fact, the only game that is not televised is the – why is the Florida – oh, it's a CBS game. Okay, there all the games are televised. Okay. Arkansas has got ESPNU, CBS, I mean, kind of a mix of this and that. They've got 5 games remaining on the SEC network. But let's just go through these game by game. And I want you to give me just a win or loss. You don't need to expand or expound on it. Just give me win
or
loss.
All right, your explanation has taken a lot longer than any kind of expansion I would make. I'm going to say win or
loss. Arkansas is 15-4, 4-2 in conference play. Next up, Tennessee tomorrow. Win or loss?
Win.
Florida on Saturday.
Win.
South Carolina in Fayetteville, February 3.
Win.
Mississippi State at home on Saturday the 7th.
Win.
At Auburn.
win?
At Ole Miss.
Ah, L. They're good.
Okay.
Ole Miss
Missouri at home.
Win.
Missouri at home February 18th. At Mississippi State the 21st of February.
Win.
Texas A&M at home on February 24th.
As is now, I'm going with the win.
Okay. February 28th at Kentucky.
Oof, that's an L.
Okay.
That's an L.
At South Carolina, March 5th.
South Carolina scares me, man. As is now, I'm going to say a loss, and that's just because it's you know, it's a grind at that time.
And last but not least, LSU at home. I think a real barometer game for Arkansas. Final regular season game before the tournament starts, win or loss.
I think that's a win.
Okay, let me tell you what you just said. You basically just told me Arkansas is going to have 24 victories in the regular season this year, including 13 conference victories out of 18 attempts. So that'll be 13-5 in conference play. Pat Bradley, you really believe they're going to go 24-7 and 13-5?
You look at if from what we saw on Saturday, if they can take that kind of an understanding of how to win a game. And by that, I mean take care of the darn ball and get and you may not make a bunch of shots. That's fine, okay? But the important thing is take care of the ball and don't allow them to get easy shots. You can go to Florida and you can win. You can go to Auburn, who, don't get me wrong now, Pearl has injected them with an incredible amount of energy and confidence. But they're still down in the talent factor. We still got them on the talent factor, so that's going to be a tough game, and it's another 8 p.m. game if you like that. Then you know you go to Ole Miss. Ole Miss is tough, man. They got some. We saw how good they can play, and it's the Tad Pad. Mississippi State's another down team. They just don't have the talent. South Carolina, say what you want about them, but Frank Martin has been there for a couple of years now, right? So he has injected them with his toughness. And it's always it's always going to be tough going and beating South Carolina. You know how he
is.
And
he's injected many guys' pants with their own urine. He is an intimidating, scary man.
Oh, there's no question. Now, the question that is going to be is, can they win other games like they did on Saturday? That's because there will be games where the ball just isn't going through the hoop. And will they understand that it is going to take good decisions and solid defense to pull these games out against sometimes talent that's not as good as you? I think they're just crazy enough to do it, my man. And
buddy,
I'm wrong,
I have no doubt about it.
If I'm wrong, the games that you'd point to that I'm wrong at would be like an at Auburn type situation where you know it's a late game and place is hyped and they come and they bite you a little bit.
As it is, Arkansas is sitting in second place in the SEC along with like everybody else. Arkansas, LSU, Georgia, A&M, Tennessee, all 4-2 right now. Arkansas has the best overall record out of those teams with LSU at 15-4. So they're in good shape. I don't know. Have you seen the latest RPI after the weekend, Pat?
I haven't checked because typically it doesn't seem like that they refresh it all until you know, later on after noon. I know
there's a real-time RPI here.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'll give it to you. The real-time RPI has Arkansas at 24. But I think that's actually, it's not really real-time because Arkansas, they have Arkansas listed at 14-4 and they're actually 15-4. So take that for what it's worth. So they were 24 before the victory this weekend. So they can only help themselves, I would suppose, after that.
Sure. Any road win is sweet. You know that. There's nothing sweeter.
That's exactly right.
And a win on the road, my man.
I'll take it. Anything else Razorback related? I guess I want to touch on again. Spate, if you missed it, had a good game in the Senior Bowl. 5 tackles, led the South in a loss. I did mention Des Lewis, who is a not a Razorback, but is an in-state guy, played at UCA, 3 catches, led the South, had the most receiving yards for the South as well as part of the loss. And Flowers, I guess, didn't have much in the way of statistics in the game, but apparently they liked what they saw from him. I think he had one of the biggest wingspans of any of the defensive players, and he said, I guess, in an interview, I was reading some comments from him, that he was very comfortable playing, you know, in a 3-4 scheme as like an outside linebacker or playing as a, you know, down guy in a 4-man front. So I think his versatility certainly will serve him well on draft day. And I know they got their pro days coming up as well, and I don't know if those guys are playing in any other games. I would assume probably not. If you get invited to the Senior Bowl, that's probably all you need to do outside mm-hmm. of pro day and some individual workouts. But anyway, that was good. So
that's a
Keith Lee, Service Coming Live fan. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that that's a great stage, great platform to be able to do that on for sure, especially
yes.
a guy like Dez. Going back to talking with him on Friday, saying that he had yet to get an invitation to the combine, I'd be very surprised now if there weren't a lot of scouts, GMs that are now on his, on their radar screen for him, so he can get that invite, that coveted invite.
Keith Lee, Service Coming Live fan feedback. Jeff in Des Moines, jockstrap to Justin's Iowa State Cyclones losing to Texas Tech on the road. Top 10 teams can't lose those games.
And did you
apparently
see,
they can.
By the way, Aaron Ross, you remember Aaron Ross? Played
sure
here
do. In Parkview, right?
Yes. Went to, well, signed with the Hogs, had some issues, had to leave, believe might have done a community college year, ended up at Texas Tech. Well, he gave George Nyang, who we both love George, but he gave George Nyang all he wanted and then some on Saturday. So that's actually a game ball. Local kid here was Aaron Ross, was a huge factor in slowing down Iowa State. Huge factor.
Well,
but they made a heck of a comeback,
poorly,
bro.
Oh, they did.
They were down 19.
When they shoot it poorly, yeah, that's impressive. When they shoot it bad, they are really stinky, Pat. They are really horrible from,
yeah. them,
from the floor when they shoot it badly.
Them and most of the teams.
And everybody else, I guess, but yeah, I suppose that's true. But they were 19% from three. They were 6 of 31. You're not going to win a lot of games like that.
Oh, by the way,
this, speaking of comebacks.
Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to say, I've got an updated RPI. It says Arkansas 15-4 at 23 RPI, so didn't jump too much.
Love it. Well, you stay in the top 25 of the RPI and, you know, keep winning games like you did, you know, finding a way to get it done even when it's ugly. That'll behoove you, and certainly they'll have a chance. What's your best bet for a seed or best hope?
For a seed, if you could end up at a 4-5 type situation, 4-5 type deal.
Think so? Yeah. Well, if you get a 5-6, I would be pretty happy. That would be pretty solid.
Well, the deal with the 4-5s is that'll put you in a situation where you'll play, you'll play your first round game, and then, which is against a what, I guess
12 or 13
seed, and then you go back and play that 4-5. So you actually got, that's a great opportunity to make it to the second weekend on a Sweet 16, because that second game you'll be matched up against a team that's they think is on a similar level, which, you know, you got a great chance of neutral court. So to me, that's possibly what you'll be looking at right now, but who knows?
I got to give a game ball to, speaking of comebacks, New Orleans, the Privateers, who Central Arkansas is playing tonight, Pat. They were playing on Saturday at home against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. They were down 20 points and came all the way back and forced overtime. Then they lost in overtime. But still, that's a heck of a comeback in any level of basketball.
Little deflated
this is not
after
listed
that?
As a, they were, I'm sure they were very deflated. This is listed as, not listed as a jockstrap, but I'm basically reading between the lines, this is a jockstrap. So be it. JC in Little Rock. Joe Foley's the best women's college basketball coach in Arkansas. You'd have a hard time having anybody argue that point. How does Jeff Long not even consider Joe Foley? When Jimmy Dykes has Mr. Lindsey in his back pocket, that's a winner for – then that is a winner over an Arkansas Hall of Famer and Joe Foley. Jimmy Dykes was a good TV analyst and was never a head coach. Here's to Joe Foley sticking it to all the wannabes in Arkansas. Such hatred. Why can't they both be good coaches? Joe Foley's doing an incredible job. They're not only winning games, Pat. They're destroying their opponents on a daily basis. Every time they play – I mean, I think they've won, I don't know how many games in a row now, 6, 7, 8? By 20 or more. I mean, they are absolutely throttling the Sun Belt. And I think the first matchup, I'm positive, the first matchup between ASU and UALR is this week up in Jonesboro. And it means a lot for the men, of course. UALR is trying to get on track. But it means even more so for the women who are sitting at the top of the Sun Belt standings.
Hide your kids for that game. It's going to be a battle. Or if you just be wary and hide their eyes at some moments in that game, because it's going to be a battle. Oh, just cover the ears. All right, let them watch. Just cover the ears, I guess.
Should I hide my husband?
No, yeah, hide them all, my man, that are valuable to you.
UALR 9-0, Arkansas State in second place alone at 8-2. It's a huge game for the Lady Red Wolves. for sure. So that would be a significant win for them. Yeah, UALR, man, I mean, they're on their way. If they can continue this role as getting back in as an at-large, if they for some reason don't win the Sun Belt Conference tournament. They did it a few years ago, and then they ended up going to the tournament and winning a game. We've seen Middle Tennessee do it in the past as well. So they are getting enough of a national reputation. You know, it's funny because Arkansas State talks about how they want to kind of be like Boise. Mm-hmm. And but, I mean, honestly, Arkansas Little Rock's women, Pat, I mean, it's becoming a Gonzaga situation. Yeah. I mean, you got a mid-major that is an absolute beast. I mean, you got an Oklahoma win, a non-conference,
LSU,
to your credit. I mean,
you go to LSU opening day.
Yep.
Big time.
So, I mean, it's been – and then they lose it like North Dakota State or something, or South Dakota State or whichever one they lost at up there. But anyway, they but what a year for them so far. It's incredible. But, yeah, big matchup this week as UALR's men and women head up to Jonesboro, the Convocation Center, where I know they're so they always look forward to seeing Shields up there. that is coming up on the 29th. Which is, yes, Thursday. And Trey Schaap, Mr. Play-by-Play for the UALR women, says 10 wins in a row, 9 by 20-plus. It's just filthy. It's just really not even very nice.
He probably thinks it has all to do with him being the radio guy.
No question. Yes, and I'm convinced
by that,
you
know,
UCA's
train of thought. Right, Justin?
Oh,
yes, I am convinced UCA being winless this year is completely on me. 66-38. They gave up 38 points, Pat. A couple of games ago on the road, they gave up 34 points. I mean, that is insane.
Filthy.
Insane.
In every sense of the word.
Yes, it really is. All right. Yeah, let's talk a little NFL when we come back. You want to?
There are some great NFL clips, and they've given us everything we wanted. Who would have